Hogan has met with Danny Kennedy, the regional minister with responsibility for transportation. Danny Kennedy has committed to following up on it. Now, I've also spoken to David McClartney, MLA, for that particular region as well, and he is anxious that something is done about it. And likewise, John Dallett from the SDLP has been in Greencastle recently. There is a lot of political engagement, and if we're anyway hopeful that politicians can find solutions, I think we have to be confident that this is something that will deserve attention, and I'm hoping that we will have an outcome that will be positive.
Every department, every official that's spoken to about this seems to be saying, well, this isn't my bailiwick, this is down to someone else. What's happened up to now is the local councils have been carrying the can, and they're patently saying, we can't do that anymore.
That's correct, and the councils did meet in Limavady recently, and it was very much a case of the local funding is not there, and what we have to do, we have to try to overcome these frustrations, and we have to try to find a mechanism. You know, we are a tourism region, and if we're looking at the vast numbers of people that are coming to the Giant's Causeway, I know our own tourism strategists are looking at targeting a percentage of the people that go to the Giant's Causeway and trying to get them into Donegal, get them in as far as Malin Head, get them across into places like Fannet, where we have the Mulroy Bridge to Roskill, right up into Glenveagh National Park. That is the tourism route that we need to be developing, and in order to maintain that momentum, we need to have the infrastructure.